It is 5:22.
Let's turn to immigration now. President Obama says now is the time to fix the nation's broken immigration laws. He says Congress is showing what he calls a genuine desire to get this done soon. He was speaking in Las Vegas today, and the president applauded a rare show of bipartisanship on basic plans for putting millions of illegal immigrants on a pathway to citizenship and tightening security at the borders.
Joining us now to talk about all this, Edward Isaac Dover, White House editor at Politico. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
So exit polls show the president won 7 out of 10 Hispanic votes nationwide. Clearly, this is a big priority of his. What happens now?
Well, what happens now is that the language and ideas that were in the Senate plan that was put together by 8 senators and released yesterday, and the language and principles that the president expressed again today in Las Vegas, start to get translated into real legislation. And that's where the trick really lies. They may seem like they're all supportive of immigration reform, but we were here not that long ago in 2007 when everybody was saying we needed to get something done and there was bipartisan agreement. When it came to actually crafting the law and getting everybody to sign on to that, that's where things went wrong.
This basic framework we're talking about came out of the Senate. What happens when this stuff gets to the House of Representatives? How does that shape up politically?
Well, the House Speaker has made clear that his position on immigration reform is not that different from where it's been on guns and other issues like the fiscal cliff when he says that he wants to see what the Senate's going to do first. And when the Senate has approved a version, then he'll look at taking it up in the House. It's putting the burden on the Senate to move first.
It's interesting. There was a piece in the New York Times, I think it was today, on South Carolina and the kind of trouble lawmakers have down there because constituents just aren't interested. Is that going to help shape a lot of this?
Well, that's certainly going to be one of the factors. And as the attention begins slowly to turn to the 2014 midterm elections, the president is going to have to deal with the competing interests that members of his party will have when they're looking at their own reelection bids. And that's especially true for a lot of senators who are Democrats but are running in red to moderate states. That being said, the Republican Party has a lot of interest in moving on this issue. When you look back at those exit polls from the presidential election, those were decisive numbers that made it so that Barack Obama was running ahead of Mitt Romney pretty much through the entire race and then, of course, won on Election Day. The Republican Party wants to start recapturing the Latino vote, and they can't do that, it doesn't seem, unless they get to a different place on immigration reform.
Thanks for your help on this. Appreciate it.